Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Exchange, one of those programs that's on the Great American Broadcast Network, and we're live. In case you didn't notice, this is not a scripted show, and we are live. It is currently 6:32 on the 20th of July, and you can join us. Oh, I should say, my name's Damien.
And I'm Zoe.
And, you can join our show by going to gabnet.net and clicking on the little link that says join Damien Chaplin's Exchange, whatever it says. And, you can go to our waiting room and join our citizen panel. And you can talk about, well, I don't know. We didn't really have any homework this week, so who knows what we're going to talk about.
Mondays at 6:30 Pacific.
Oh, yes. It is live every Monday, 6:30 Pacific. That is currently Monday the 20th at 6:33 p.m. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Yep, that's Mom on the citizen panel. And I assume Bert will be coming, maybe?
I assume.
Yeah, that's okay. Sometime here. How's it going? It's been a couple weeks. We missed last week because Zoe was flying out of town.
Ah.
So, how have things been?
Things have been like their regular selves.
Nothing new?
Well, I learned an important lesson today. If you have to have a blood draw, don't go on Monday morning.
Oh, it's packed?
The lab opens at 6:30 a.m., and I was the fifth person to arrive. And I had remembered a long time ago, somebody told me, don't ever go on a Monday or on the first of the month. And I thought, well, I don't even remember who said that to me, so I was going to go test. Anyway, I asked the lady who was actually taking my blood if Mondays are particularly busy for them, and she said, yes, they are, Mondays and Fridays. So that's what I learned today, is don't go for a blood draw on a Monday or a Friday.
I see.
Although Monday afternoon might be okay. It's just all the senior citizens that have to have blood draws on a fasting stomach. We get there at 6:30 so we can have breakfast at a decent hour.
You heard it here first.
Well, I imagine that would depend on your provider, because our American healthcare system is just like that. It's kind of like going to a mechanic. It's real hit and miss. Sometimes you luck out and you get a good mechanic, and sometimes you look for years.
Sometimes you luck out and you find that your favorite lab actually opens at 6:30 a.m. Yay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, everybody else knows this too. And yeah.
Yeah, but most of them don't want to get up that early.
Well, yeah, probably not. So, I mean, when you say you were fifth in line, you mean there were like six, or there were five people waiting at 6:30 when they opened? Or
yes,
you got
there,
there
five
at seven?
Of us. Four people ahead of me and me.
And you were there right at 6:30?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's probably not normally like that, maybe. I don't know.
And I got, she said Mondays and Fridays are difficult for them. I mean, they're very busy.
I go to Kaiser, and they're almost when, you know, they order a blood sample, and you literally go downstairs and walk into a different room, and there's like five people there, and you might have to wait 5 minutes for your name. They just pull it up on the thing, and then they take your blood sample and they say, okay, you're gone, you're good, bye. And it's weird, like they have stations set up where you just kind of like walk up to the station
like you're checking out at the grocery store,
kind of. Yeah maybe more like the DMV.
Here's my arm.
Maybe more like the DMV, you know, except no line. You might have to wait for one or two people. Every time I've had blood drawn at Kaiser, I've really had no line, you know, to speak of. So,
well, that's often the case when you get to the lab at 6:30 in the morning. So it was kind of unusual that there were four. I mean, to have one person ahead of me is pretty standard, but to have four people ahead of me My goodness, I will not go again on a Monday or a Friday since you forewarned me. And I will not go on the first of the month because that old information might actually be correct.
I will not go on the first of the month. I will not go on a Monday. I will not go on a Friday. Just keep track of this, people. Well, gosh, what have we done? You went to a show.
I did. I went for a work show. Yeah. That was unfortunately in Vegas.
Unfortunately.
I'm just not a big Vegas fan. Actually, I mean, I could be if I actually took the time to do something, like go to a show. And the giant weird pyramid, literally it was a pyramid that I was staying in the hotel that my work booked had the Blue Man Group in it. And I kept walking past the Blue Man Group front counter and thinking I should just take myself to go see the Blue Man Group. So I love a good show. And but I'm not that cool. I was so tired by the time I got back to my room that I just ordered in and stayed there.
Well, you're walking, you're on your feet for 8 hours.
It was a lot of walking.
And then not only that, you're schmoozing the whole time.
Walking and schmoozing. That's what I did for 8 hours straight.
It's not like going to one of our conventions where you're on your feet walking for 8 hours, but you're having fun. You're there for personal reasons, and you don't have to schmooze with anybody because you're not there for work. So, yeah.
It is one schmooze after another. You'd lose your mind.
Yeah.
And it's just really noisy, and there's just a lot happening. I always love a good trade show, so I still enjoyed myself and, you know, survived Vegas for 2 days.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
Could it have been? Where is a worse place to go than Las Vegas in 105 degrees?
Well, I could have gone to Las Vegas and have been stuck with a hotel room that reeked like cigarette.
I guess, but those are...
Conditioner didn't work well. Okay, so or the water smells like farts. And those three things happen all the time at hotels in Las Vegas. So I feel really lucky.
Okay, but you have to admit that the only thing you could think of that was worse than going to Vegas was more iterations of being in Vegas. I mean, so, yeah.
Oh, man. Even in the New York building, which is supposed to look just like New York, they have these grates on the ground and these puffs of smoke continuously come out of the grates so that it looks like the streets of New York, except it's all like air freshener smoke, you know, and oh my gosh, yeah, Vegas, it's a piece of work there.
Those are the that's the cannibalistic human underground dwellers smoking crack. That's what that was. It's the Chuds underground smoking crack, blowing it out through the grates.
So yeah,
what's that?
In the tunnels under Las Vegas, I guess there's a lot of people living down there.
Oh, cool.
Yep. But you don't see the people of Las Vegas anymore because what they did is they took all these giant, massive hotels. I mean, they're so big, it's ridiculous. And they connected them all with these underground or overground pathways. So literally, if I had to go outside of the hotel and cross the street and get over to the Mirage, which is quite the journey out on the street, plus it's 100 degrees, it would be horrible. But instead, you just walk through. Not only are you walking through these tunnel halls the whole way to get there, but it's a shopping mall in the hallway. So the whole way, there's like, you can buy glitter denim. You can buy dragons. There was a dragon store. There were Hello Kitty stores. There were makeup stores. Too bad I don't like to shop in the mall. But you'd never leave the casino. So we kept having extra food, and I am always the person that boxes it up and finds a homeless person afterwards that might want a hot meal. You are never out. You don't see the people in Las Vegas because we literally traversed across three enormous casino structures without ever leaving the building. Because we had to go through Mandalay Bay. We had to go through and from the Luxor through another one to get to the Mandalay Bay where our trade show was happening in their convention center.
There are no people in Vegas because they just basically paved over everybody. And now now everybody is underground.
Yeah, you just see the people that are there visiting Vegas in the mall while you walk to the next casino. It's back in the day, you used to go to Vegas and you'd go to a cool casino. You'd go to the Strip, you know, and you'd walk down the Strip and you'd see a pirate show in front of the Mirage and various other things in front of other places, a big water show in front of one of them. And now, like, you never even go outside. You're just like, it's like transporting into the next ones. Or you can take the little monorail that goes between them.
monorail.
Which we didn't actually take the monorail. But anyways, I survived Vegas again.
Again.
I've had a lot of trade shows in Vegas over the years. And by far, my favorite one, I used to stay at a hotel there called the Stardust. And it was so outdated. And it had this awesome sign that lit up like the Grand Lake Theater. Like it exploded. It was very retro. Cool. And yeah, it was. It was very retro. But the reason I booked there every time was because they had these amazing old rooms with their own private balconies. And, you know, getting fresh air in Vegas is not easy. And so I liked staying there. And you could sit out on the balconies and you have this amazing view of all the places on the Strip. And I'd go in February and there would be storms. Anyway, so 1 year I'm out there and my room is facing the Stratosphere, which looks like the Space Tower in Seattle.
Space Needle.
The Space Needle. And, or, you know, something similar to that. And that was right in front of my room, sitting on my balcony, and I watched like 8 bolts of lightning hit the top of the Stratosphere. Like, I mean, it was out of a movie. It was so amazing, and I was just sitting there with my mouth open, just like, oh my God, I'm seeing that. And that was the best year in Vegas. My balcony at the Starlight. They have since torn the Starlight down. It no longer exists.
And then came climate change. And now nobody sits on their balcony in Vegas. In fact, they don't even build balconies in Vegas anymore because...
People might jump.
Oh, that's true. People might jump. Yep.
Or that Astro might go like that Astro went up with the guns and mowed down a country and western music concert.
That has a lot to do with hotels. good observation. Okay.
Like in the cold weather, like the Mall of America and all those malls and stuff and downtowns in cold weather, everything is underground.
Yep, where it's unintentional arcologies.
I always say I'm going to the moon anyways every time I fly to Vegas. I'm like, they're really tricking me. I've gone to the moon. Yeah, it feels like it.
It does feel like a giant holodeck.
Yeah, it's very, very strange.
It has the thermostat up too high.
I did get to eat a family-style dinner, though, and that was fun because we were just talking about that on recent episodes of MasterChef or Kitchen Nightmares. Actually is why the topic came up because MasterChef
hasn't been on in 2 months. What the fuck, Fox?
No, it's back.
Is it?
Yes.
As
they've
of
had
when?
2 episodes back.
What? When? I see
last week and last week and the week before.
No, all right. Now we got a cooking show.
But I looked. All right. Whatever.
When
they're
I was
cuz that's where I watch them. See, my DVR tells me that they broadcast to MasterChef, and then I go to Hulu and watch it there because it doesn't have any ads.
Yeah, you know what? I was looking on Peacock, not on MasterChef. Hulu. Yeah.
I was surprised all the hullabaloo about soccer this year.
Yeah, Jesus.
When I was at the trade show in Vegas in this giant hall with, you know, 10,000, 20,000 people, all of a sudden everybody was hooting and hollering at the same time in the whole building. And I knew it was because of soccer.
Stupid soccer. God.
Well, we got a lot of soccer moms.
Yeah. Even Hasbro put out a soccer ball transformer.
Oh, my goodness.
And what does it transform into?
A soccer ball.
And probably a robot.
A robot. Yeah. Oh. And he's got...
Or a cyborg or something that.
It's a robot. It's called, like, Breakout or something. Yeah, that was its name, Breakout. Yeah. which I guess is much better than the Star Eagle that Hasbro put out for the 250th anniversary of this here United States. Gross. It's... Anyway, how did I get there?
I forgot. Soccer. Yeah. Good old soccer.
Yeah.
Because it took away our cooking show, and I don't remember how we got there.
Oh. Well, speaking of Transformers, I can say, I just want to do a little rant here, because yesterday I got the new studio series Starscream, which the More Than Meets the Eye edition Starscream and the More Than Meets the Eye collection is a Target exclusive. And yesterday was the release date for it. And thousands of people had pre-ordered their figure from Target and all of their orders got switched to back order yesterday. And I was one of the lucky ones who, first of all, I hate Target's pre-order system. When you pre-order a figure from them, they will periodically, at a random time of their choosing, tap your credit card to make sure, they will pre-authorize your credit card to make sure you still have money on that credit card to pay for your pre-order. And so every so often, you'll just see I'm missing $50 out of your account. And it's just an authorization. It'll reappear in a day. But it's annoying as hell. And they're the only ones I know who do it. Amazon just says, okay, great. Here's your pre-order. And then they just try and charge you when it's time to ship. And if you don't have funds in there, they tell you, hey, guess what? You don't have funds for your shipment. So anyway, I don't pre-order from Target. And I kind of know that you can usually find the Target exclusives on the shelf at your local Target. And I happen to have 4-5 Targets, if you count the one in Napa, that are within range. Although Napa's a little far. Once you start including Napa, you have to start including, like, San Rafael, because that's about an hour away. Let's just say I have 4 Targets in Sonoma County that I can hit. And, 2 of them showed stock yesterday morning. One was in Petaluma and the other was our one on Santa Rosa Avenue here. And so, I run over there and, they don't have them on the shelf. This is normal. Target doesn't, the employees at Target don't know about street release dates and that people are going to be showing up that morning looking for these things. so they were not on the shelf. I grabbed a guy and he didn't want to go back in the back to find them for me. And I said, look, I showed him on the app. It said they had 4 remaining. I said, look, this morning it said you had 5. So somebody's bought one. And he was like, all right, fine. He went and got them out of the back for me. I only needed 1. I left the other 2. This morning, Target decides they're going to yank the inventory numbers off of their app so that you can no longer determine what store actually has it.
It's all your fault.
and so I just have to say, first of all, I should say, for those who are not in the know, Starscream is one of the most popular Transformer characters that exists and has been for over 40 years. So, you know, you releasing one of the most popular characters as a Target exclusive is already a bad thing. Exclusives are fun when they're like side characters and stuff like that, you know, recolors, things like that. You know, those, that's fun. You can go and you can go to Walmart, you can go to Target and get them, you know. But for them to release a mainline character like that as a Target exclusive is already really lame. And then for them to just completely bungle the rollout the way it is. You know, this is an extremely popular character. Those of us who were lucky enough to find them, I left two on the shelf, but there's a good 50-50 chance those two were bought by scalpers, because I could have absolutely bought all three and sold each one for $100. And I didn't, because that is actually scalping. Yeah, shame on Target. For their really, and shame on Hasbro for really just mishandling this. Now, people are saying people shouldn't freak out because this is Starscream. They will re-release him in the future, but probably not for 2 years, because that's generally how long exclusives, the exclusive contract is for. So, you know, we may see a mainline Starscream being released at every store in 2 years, but just for them to just completely bungle it. My store had three, you know, the app said four, but somebody was hiding one somewhere. And yeah, they said the app also said they had them in Petaluma this morning. You can't see them anywhere. You can't, yeah. So just completely bungled. Shame on you, Target. And shame on you, Hasbro.
Well, Target has been doing some sort of apology tour because of they fell on DEI right away and all the black people stopped shopping there.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank God this is Northern California. Thank God this is Santa Rosa, because their main clientele is middle-aged white people. Middle to lower class white people. possibly Hispanic. Anyway, that was my little mini rant for this week, because that was really annoying. They had another figure Prowl that was supposed to hit the street yesterday, and that figure is completely MIA. Nobody's seen hide nor hair of it. You know, it wasn't on the shelf. It's not in the app. You know, so we don't know what happened there. So it's possible they had some serious distribution issues going on. I don't know. But anyway, that was pretty lame.
We saw some.
I got one, though. Ha ha. Because I live in Santa Rosa, where, you know, I mean, there were people actually on Facebook saying that they had lined up waiting at the opening, waiting for Target to open, and they did not get one because there were seven other people in front of them in line. And I'm like, thankfully, I live in Santa Rosa, where there's a good chance that I'm going to get one.
Your edition of Transformer News.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have any homework to talk about. So.
Yeah, but we did something instead.
We did a couple things instead. But first, I want to talk about, we lost, this last week, we lost Sam Neill, who you may remember from movies like Jurassic Park, and he also played Damien the Omen in The Omen 3. That was the first place I saw him in. And many, many others. He was in Event Horizon, that lovely, that awesome.
I think I recognize him. I can't see the picture that good.
I'll click on it for you.
Thanks.
There we go. Sam Neill.
Right. Yes. He's been in a billion things.
He has literally been in a billion things. Actually, not quite literally. His IMDb has 159 actor credits. And that's just like, that includes shows that he was actually an actor in. So with multiple episodes. So, yeah, for example, he was on The Sullivans for 40 episodes from 1979 to 1980. So, honestly, I think there should be individual acting credits. So, anyway, yeah, he has a lot of stuff, and he was very influential in our upbringing, my upbringing at least. So, yeah, sorry to hear that we lost Sam Neill. He was 78. And what else we got? The government has to is insisting that Mitch McConnell existed in the first place. Because that's my theory is that honestly I don't actually have any evidence that this dude existed in the first place. All I know is that, you know, some screen told me about this guy called Mitch McConnell, and then some screen told me that, oh, he's missing, and then some screen told me, oh, he's back. Look at that. I contend Mitch McConnell never existed.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Now, see, even Bernie existed at one point, but I really think that, I mean, just look at the guy. The guy can't be real, right? They made this guy up. I mean, this is, Mitch McConnell was the first application of generative AI, and it's just now being leaked to the public. Anyway.
Well, what I remember about him was when Obama was elected, one of the first that had a big Republican meeting in the Senate and everywhere, says our main goal was to make him a one-term president.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My, how times have changed. Remember when that was a fucking scandal?
Well, no, it wasn't really.
Well, I mean, it was...
Because everybody hated Obama, you know.
Well, right, right. But, black, you know...
What the hell?
Remember when that was a news day?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my things were so tame back then. Yeah. Anyway.
Any other onion headlines?
Oh, I have a ton of onion headlines.
Yeah, because we missed a week.
Yeah, we sure do. We sure did. How about, I'm not going to go all the way back. We'll just start with Trump sees Hunter Biden smoking crack on wing of Air Force One. There's something on the wing of the plane. Love Island contestant under fire after newly surfaced photos show him wearing shirt. Neil the SEAL killed in shootout with authorities.
That's horrible, and I totally watched Neil the SEAL. It's a giant seal. And yeah. He likes to come up and bug everybody, and he's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they better not have shot Neil the SEAL, but that's funny in a shootout with him, like he's a gangster.
Like he was wielding a gun because he was not, you know, because that's, yeah. Anyway.
Because he's big news, you know. That's the joke of it.
Mm-hmm. Public begs Mitch McConnell to stop releasing photos of himself.
The same photo.
Mitch McConnell clarifies absence due to brief planned trip to afterlife. Study finds Gen Z telepaths lack attention span to read even a single mind. U.S. suffers additional casualties in war at one last week. Trump insists frequent naps necessary to protect U.S. interests in dreamland.
Oh, there you go.
That Greenland.
did you guys hear about the Waymo that snitched on the teens?
No.
Yes, a bunch of teens got in a Waymo. This was here in the Bay Area. Got in a Waymo. That's one of those automated cabs.
Yeah.
With no driver.
No driver, yes. And they were drinking and hooting and hollering out the window. And the Waymo not only snitched on them, but drove them to the nearest police station.
What, did it lock them in the car? Was it all click and it just took them there?
Pretty much, yeah. It alerted the authorities and
called their mama.
Just drove to the police station. said, yeah, underage drinking, illegal, folks. Also, in the terms of service, not allowed to drink at all in a Waymo. So, yeah, let this be our first lesson in our robot overlords controlling our actions. There will be no drinking within the presence.
We're driving.
There will be no drinking within the presence of your robot masters. This is how cigarettes is going to be ultimately banned. Is because you just can't smoke around any of the advanced machines, and the advanced machines will be everywhere, or they will report you to the authorities. Did you hear about the sex doll company that had created an AI teacher for New York School District? No, you have not. This is a real story. Realbotics, the parent company that owns Real Dolls, wants to use humanoid robot tech to teach STEM to teenagers, and they've already sold one to a classroom in New York. And if you look at
that's frightening.
Yes, it was a Salamanca. The ludicrous stunt is being subjected upon Salamanca, New York. With a population of 5,900. Yeah, and if you look at the photos, it is clear that they have literally repurposed one of their sex dolls. And they've put an AI in it.
In a button-up shirt and black slacks.
Yes, and they've put an AI in it that will teach little children about STEM stuff and assumedly not sex ed. Although,
they're not doing the Kama Sutra, huh?
I guess, you know, I mean, maybe a future update. I mean, an over-the-air update. Yes, the one doll cost the district $57,000. But that was a discount given to the district by the company. Which is, you know, the normal price being $95,000.
I would be really curious to hear the lesson, however.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, I want to hear what lesson the AI teacher is giving the kids or educating them on for STEM. Because isn't STEM about building things like robotics
science
and Legos?
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Yeah.
Those are the four letters.
I mean, does she sit there and say, okay.
Yes. And
do you think that this part should go with this part?
Just like a sex doll, she's not actually able to move around on her own. So somebody has to very creepily plant her in a chair.
Cross her legs, make sure her shoes stay on.
And absolutely nobody is doing anything to this robot after hours. I promise you. Yeah. This is weird. But yeah, go for it, New York City. Or not New York City, but go for it. Let us know how that works out.
I have to say one more thing because it popped into my head from my awful casino experience this week. It's huge, and there's like hundreds of people checking into this place at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no people. It's a row of computer kiosks that you walk up to. You say that you're there for your reservation. It then gets your phone number. Then it texts you and sends you a text afterwards saying your room is ready. It's this number. And then you go to another kiosk to make your key, and you pick up the key off the counter yourself and you insert it in the machine and it prints your room number because you used your code. Oh, you have to use your little barcode on your phone. You get one of those little square codes. Not one person live in the entire front of this building. Everybody's doing it. They did have a few people working there, just like at the grocery store when you self-checkout, and they have somebody standing nearby that has to come and clear the machine or help you figure it out. So they had a couple of attendants, but there was no check-in, no check-out. You did everything yourself on kiosks. That's the first time I've done that entirely in that process.
I heard
that it was happening, but
did you see these stories that Target is going to start removing self-checkout because of high theft rates?
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I think we talked about that once.
Yeah. Well, you know, people talk about it all over the place on Reddit because, you know, I guess it happens at their store, but apparently people like ring up entire baskets full of groceries and then just walk out and they don't pay. They just sit there and bleep, 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 and then they kind of pretend like they pay and then they just leave. And apparently the big box stores like Target and Walmart, they know this happens. And they will keep track of you because you're on camera. They'll keep track of you. And when you've stolen enough for it to be a felony, they call the police. But until you've stolen enough for it to be a felony, they let you go. And I'm like, that is the weirdest shit I have ever heard.
Do you think they just have little files that they tick away, you know, brown-haired people, blondes?
No, I'm sure it's facial recognition
blue eyes.
System.
You think they can get a name off of there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're plugging in.
But you're not if you haven't paid.
Well, yes, but most of those people...
Costco card.
Most of those, well, like if you're at Walmart, most of those people are frequent Walmart customers. And believe me, Walmart knows who you are, you know. Now Home Depot has figured out a hybrid because they went ahead and replaced all of their cashier stations with self-checkout. And I guess they were also experiencing a lot of shrinkage because they had developed a hybrid system where, you know, like you said, there's that one employee that's hovering around to clear codes and things like that. No, there are like three or four employees hovering around, and when you are ready to check out, they walk you over to one of the self-checkout things. They scan your shit for you, and then when you open up your wallet, they step back and go help the next person. So I'm like, I don't know that this is any better than you just ringing me up. But cool. I mean, just you're ringing me up and then just walking away mid-transaction. I'm like, okay, this is laziness at its height. You know, you don't even want to. You don't even want to actually do the payment part. You could have just waited, done the payment part, and helped the next person. You gotta just walk away. How rude is that?
I just remembered it was the Waymo story that got us to there. But we did give ourselves some homework regardless, and we should talk about it because we only got 20 minutes.
Well, sure, but we don't, I mean, you know, we only got 20 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
We don't have any homework, do we?
No.
But we just came up with something to do, so we had something to do because...
Well, first I want to say we should mention we rewatched Project Hail Mary.
Oh,
was that what you're going to bring?
Yes. No, I was going to talk about... Strange New Worlds coming out. And
it's coming up this week.
Yeah, so we rewatched the last episode. But we did watch Hail Mary, and we should mention it because that movie is amazing.
Project Hail Mary. It's on Prime, and I think maybe some other places. But we watched it free on Prime. And is this a perfect movie?
Damn near. Did you ever watch it, Nancy? I can't remember. Did we go together?
Yeah, we did it together.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we went and saw it in the theater.
Yeah, it was so good again.
Yeah, rewatch it. Go ahead and rewatch it on Prime. It has a new meaning because you kind of know what's happening. As opposed to, you know, when you see it the first time, you kind of are clued in as to what's happening along the way. Would it have been a better movie if they had just left all of the Earth shit out? Grace just wakes up, you know, he's been shanghaied. He knows he's been shanghaied. and he knows what mission he's on. He's like, God damn it. And, you know, and then he slowly comes to the, instead of slowly coming to the realization of who he is and why he's there, he just like kind of slowly comes to the realization that there's nothing he can do about it. It really is a one-way trip. And then he meets Rocky. I think that they kind of could have left the entire Earth flashback part out.
No.
I mean, that was in the book. So, I mean, you kind of can't leave it out. But I think as far as a story is concerned.
No, I loved it. I loved the Earth part. I needed the Earth part to understand what was happening. And I liked the interpretation of the characters in all of the Earth scenes.
Remember the movie Moon? With Sam Rockwell and his clone, Sam Rockwell. And the entire movie is literally him acting by himself, to himself, who's not there, you know, and then doing the other part, you know. And we learn what's going on as he learns what's going on, just by asking questions and looking at things himself. And the movie really, really works without any Earth parts or any kind of exposition parts.
I don't remember that movie. Ugh. Sorry. But on this one, I liked the Earth. I liked his relationship with Carl and how they originally were just thrown into this idea of having to be a real scientist and discover what it is and how it works and how it reproduces, and then the woman that is still there all those years later on her boat going through snow, you know, and some of the scenes with her I thought were, I mean, I love that scene where she sings.
Yeah.
And yeah, I liked the Earth and I didn't feel like they harped on it too long. I liked how they made it short and efficient. Everything involving the government was short and efficient. The situation at hand was just bam, bam, bam. You know, it was short and efficient for all of that hullabaloo. So I actually really appreciated that in this film. I love this film.
Yeah, no, it was well done. And, you know, I agree that perhaps for this film it was necessary. But I think that there is...
You just don't like flashbacks.
No, it's not that. I do sometimes think that writers use it as a cheat.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's the case here. But I do think that there is a really, really strong, classic Larry Niven-style, hard sci-fi story here where a dude literally just wakes up on his way to Tau Ceti in a ship and there ain't shit he can do about it. And so he might as well carry out the mission, even though it's a suicide mission. And he runs into Rocky. And basically, most of the story plays out the way it does. But we never see anybody except Grace and Rocky. And the science. And the ships. And the great vistas and stuff.
That could have worked too. Okay. Yeah. And the cool thing about this movie was you kept thinking that you had enough of everything and then there was more things. And you know, that's what I kind of like about it too.
Yeah.
It could have been just very simple. You're and it right. still yes. would have worked. Yes. But like everything about it, you know, was like it shouldn't have had an ending after an ending, but it did and it worked. I mean, you were glad, even though you had already been sitting there for over two hours.
And it's a silly criticism for a movie that is literally based on a book, where that is the structure of the book. This is a bad movie to criticize for that. But, man, I would love in the future to see a very similar movie that doesn't have any of the Earth stuff, that's literally just pure hard sci-fi, you know, because this movie is really grand. Okay, so this is another thing I was thinking about. This movie is grand hard sci-fi in the finest fashion. The science may not be perfect, but it is a movie based on science, and it is a futurism, you know, a speculative future type story that centers around science, centers around technology. This is hard sci-fi in the highest form. Will this movie go down and be considered a classic in the way 2001 was? Because, I mean, this movie really does do, they pull out all the stops, you know? And, I mean, or is are we in a situation where our media is so saturated with sci-fi, it's become so commonplace that this sort of thing doesn't stick out anymore? And the reason why we have classic sci-fi movies like 2001 A Space Odyssey is because they were rare at the time. And so when somebody pulled out all the stops and did something like that, it really stood out. But these days we've got Game of Thrones, you know, we've got you know, high production value television shows that outclass a lot of movies, you know, of this caliber. So, I mean, do you think that this is going to go down in the history books as one of the classic sci-fi movies you have to watch if you want to get into sci-fi?
I think anybody that saw it loved it, but I'm not sure if the masses will ever see it.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. I mean, it is Ryan Gosling.
It doesn't carry the hype that, like, Star Wars carries, you know, that gets everybody out to go see it. I think it was just sci-fi people that went to go see it.
I guess so. Well, anyway.
Strange New Worlds.
Yeah, Strange New Worlds premieres this week. Yay! That's where our homework is obviously going to be, is the premiere of season 4 of Strange New Worlds. We today decided, because we didn't really have any homework, we decided to go ahead and just rewatch the finale from last week, from last season.
Seems like a good idea.
What was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, and I recommend to anyone that's watching the premiere this coming week to try to rewatch the last episode.
Because, yeah.
It's so easy to forget some of the details.
It's been so fucking long. You know, same with
House. Well, I think your mom did a rewatch since we saw it. Did you?
Of Stranger Things?
Yeah,
Worlds?
I did, but I still don't remember it. It's been too long. So we will watch the last one before we watch the new one.
It was worth it. I forgot a lot.
The last one is kind of a part two. So you might consider watching the final two. We only watched the last one and it was fine. So, you know, you can probably do it and you'll be just fine. But yeah, it's. This is one of the problems with our fucking prestige television, you know, things that we got going on here, where every fucking episode has to be $250 million. It's not, that's an exaggeration, but it takes so fucking long between seasons. We're watching.
And a season is only 10 episodes.
Yeah, we're watching House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon is back for their 8 episodes, and it's been 2.5 years since the last season, and you have to like remind yourself who this person is and who that person is and why do we care about this, and oh yeah, they have that drama going on, and oh yeah, Dr. Corby is here, and oh yeah, Scotty is here, I forgot about Scotty. Yeah.
I'm excited now about the season premiere. Like, I remembered how excited I was to see what's coming up next and how much I adore all those characters. And
keep in mind, we're going to get Muppet Pike this season.
Is there an episode that's going to be Muppets?
I don't know. Oh. We've seen Muppet Pike in the previews. So, he will at least have a dream/hallucination/alternate reality where he is a Muppet.
great.
Which, if I were Anson Mount, I'd be reading that script and going, "Hey guys, is this a metaphor? Do you guys think I'm a Muppet?"
I don't know. I liked the crossover in the previous season that did the animation from Lower Decks. Sorry, spacing out there.
We should definitely go back and rewatch that episode.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, oh, no, but then it was really good.
Yeah, I remember
enjoying it. They even pulled off a musical. I mean, I hate musicals, but they pulled it off. I didn't need to see it again, but they pulled it off.
They pulled it off the first two times I watched it, and it was terrible. I that was enough for me to go, man, that was bad. It was inventive.
I enjoyed it.
If anybody's going to pull off a puppet, it's going to be Pike.
But it was, you know, I mean, the entire freaking episode was auto-tuned to shit. You know, I mean, the actress who plays Nurse Chapel does not sing like that. That was auto-tuned, you know.
I realized watching this episode that they really finished the season and closed the arc.
They did not.
This new season is really going to be, it's fair game, however they're going to take it.
I didn't even remember how it ended. This earlier today, I was like, wait, did Strange New Worlds end on a cliffhanger? I don't remember.
It wasn't. It was very closed arc. No,
they did a two-episode finale, essentially. Yeah. And this episode was great. It's the one where Spock mind melds with Kirk so that they can shoot phasers from the two different ships in perfect synchronization.
Can I just say the synchronized ship swimming was like kind of romantic and almost made me tear up.
It was pretty cute.
It was so cute.
And then it has the extended sequence where... what's her name? Marie creates an alternate timeline life with Pike, and they live to a ripe old age. And then she gets.
And that timeline exists too, because all of time is one time.
Right.
I could have done maybe without the arc of their life, except for I liked the role that it played in the episode itself.
You know what would be really cool? If in this season we saw quote-unquote flashbacks to his life with Marie. Scenes that we didn't see. But he did live an entire lifetime with her, theoretically. And he has those memories. It would be great to see her come on as a guest, a recurring guest, just like in his memory. You know, oh, here's something we did 20 years from now that doesn't exist, but you know, it would be, I think that would be clever, instead of just kind of dropping it where it is, because one of the questions we all had was, you know, I mean, God, is Pike gonna have his horrible accident while he's with Marie, and what's she gonna do, and you know, God, are we gonna have to see that? And yeah, anyway.
Well, I'm looking forward to this week. It's on Thursdays. Look it up?
I'm sure it's Thursday. They wouldn't have changed it. So, yep, Thursday. Check it out. That'll be our homework for next week. I did forget this one piece of news. It just happened today. And that was a judge has granted a temporary restraining order pausing the Paramount-Warner Brothers Discovery merger. in a move that absolutely everybody predicted. The attorneys general from five different Democratic states, including California, it's being headed by our attorney general here in California, alleging that this will create an antitrust situation and a monopoly situation. And yeah. So, yeah, we kind of all saw this coming, right? Yeah, they don't like it when giant billion-dollar corporations merge. It's going to be all sorts of scrutiny. So, we'll see what happens. Paramount was, like, literally poised to take over all of operations of Warner Brothers Discovery, like, literally by the end of this week. So, that is currently on hold. We'll see what happens there.
I wonder if somebody had to hand somebody billions of dollars, and then they had to hand them billions of dollars back.
I'm sure.
Can you imagine the hullabaloo?
That is the problem, isn't it? Have they already paid for the new sign?
Yeah, did it already? Yeah, did it go through checking accounts and, like, you know, ledgers and cards and balances, and then now they have to go in reverse?
Mm-hmm. Remember when it was AOL Time Warner, and then they split up immediately. They paid like something like $200,000 for that AOL Time Warner sign, and then they had to just take the AOL off it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they were ready to launch this week, I mean, you know, people were already paid and laid off, and new organizations were made around all that billions of dollars in restructuring. And then what are they just going to, like, oh, wait, let's go back to the way it was. Everybody flip back.
Hopefully they didn't actually flip anything yet. And people were like Friday was going to be their last day. And now Friday's not going to be their last day. So hopefully it was like that, and people's lives weren't disrupted so much. But you know, we'll see what happens. But as of now, it is on hold. Our dreams of having one giant Paramount Plus Discovery HBO Max channel are crumbling.
The right wing.
Yeah, they're all right wing. Come on, there aren't any left. There aren't any left wing channels.
Crumbling.
Yeah.
Well, there is. There's Democracy Now.
If they don't play Star Trek. So, yeah. Anyway, that's where that is. And I guess, you know, we'll just kind of sign off there, right? Got anything else to say? No? No? Gosh, okay. Well, then. I'll just do this and do that. And Mom and Bert, thanks for joining us this week. And we will talk to you again next week for Strange New World Season 4.
Bye.
Bye. Alrighty. And that'll do it for us for this week as well. Please check out all the lovely offerings the Great American Broadcast Network has to offer. That would be The Show, The Ramble, The Intersection, The Arena, and many others. Check them out. Gamnet.net is where you find it. I'm Damien Chaplin.
And I'm Zoe.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great week. And remember, when it comes to great conversation, the X marks the spot. Good night.
Good night.
Blah, blah. That's a wrap.